Welcome back. In this session, I want to focus you on the subject of time. Because if there's any area of our lives that most of us are out of control, this is it. Right? We've all been taught that, you know, technology was going to make it, right? So we had lots of free time. But I don't know about you, as I've talked about in so many tapes, it doesn't give me more free time or anybody I know. It just makes time chase you, activity chase you. So in this brief session, I'm going to try and give you an introduction. Now, if you want to know more about this, again, we still have the Time of Your Life program, which is 10 days long. But I want to give you an introduction that has some value that'll help you understand why the stress may be in your life about time and how you can very quickly make some changes in your thought process and your psychology and take control. Because the principles I'm going to share with you have really helped me to not only manage my time, but more importantly, manage my life. So this is something that I'm passionate about. And I know so many people in life have managed their time so perfectly, and they go around and cross off their entire to-do list, and yet their life is still stressful. Can you relate? In fact, they don't feel like they have much freedom. They feel like they've tried to do all the things they have to do, and they're still not experiencing much of their life. They're not really being anything. They're doing a lot. So I want to help you in this program to really begin to change that. Maybe make a radical change if you're up for it that can help you to achieve so much more, but have a lot more joy, happiness, freedom, and fun in the process so your life has got more balance. How's that sound? Well, I hope I got you hooked. And let's just look at it in a global and maybe historical perspective. Because we're living in a world where there is more demand on us than any time in human history. And we also have higher expectations. That's why people are so stressed. I mean, 100 years ago, we were an agricultural society, if you realize it, if you think about it. So maybe you had two roles in life you're trying to meet. You're trying to be a great mom and maybe trying to be the homemaker, or you're trying to be a great dad and maybe the breadwinner. I mean, it was pretty simple back then. But today, that's not how it works, is it? Who do you want to be today? Well, your expectation is superwoman, superman. What are you going to do? You're going to be the ultimate father, the ultimate mother, a great lover, a best friend of the world, an activist in your community, someone who's extremely spiritual, someone who's a total athlete. And it becomes like that silly commercial, you know, for I think Anjali, where they say, you know, there she is. She fries up the bacon, she stirs it up in the pan, she takes care of the kids and never lets him forget he's a man. I mean, she's a woman, right? A superwoman, a 21st century woman. Well, what that creates for us is insanity, because we're trying to manage our lives, but we have no system to do it. In fact, the system, if we have one at all, is usually a time management system. And what that does is cause us to literally focus on all the things we have to do. Now, how do you feel when you think about all the things you have to do? Probably somewhat stressed, right? Especially if you start thinking of all the things you're trying to create in your life. If you're not willing to settle for less than you can be and you got high standards, there's a large demand. And let's say you even manage to be the super success maybe you have already become and you're really successful. I don't know if this is true for you, but I've seen that most people, as they start to really succeed, very often get more stressed. And I'll tell you why. Because now there are more demands, more expectations, and more responsibilities that come with that success. If you become a manager of people or have your own company, there's all these moving parts. And people are very different. They're always doing different things. You gotta figure out how to align them all. If you have two or three or four kids, you got your own company there, don't you? If you have one child, you do. How do you make sure that you balance your needs and your child's needs and your spouse's needs and feel like you're this balanced person? It's not an easy task. So today, we need a system for managing our lives, and the challenge is, here's the system we've been given. A system that is totally focused on making a list of things to do, figuring out when to schedule them, and when to put them into your calendar, and maybe who to talk to. That system was designed hundreds of years ago, and that system was really useful for that time. But could you manage today, or imagine today, I should say, thinking about how to run your business and using one of those initial computers that first came out in the personal computer market, one of those original IBM PCs and one of those Apple Macintoshes that wouldn't store more than 5 or 10 pages and you had to start all over again, put another disk in, you'd go crazy. Well, that's the kind of system we're trying to use to manage our lives. I'll give you an example for myself. In my life, I've worked extremely hard, I'm sure like yourself, and I've been very fortunate that at a fairly young age, I achieved a certain level of success, at least in cultural standards. And what happened for me was I had this success and I wanted to grow and I wanted to build and I knew to build my business. Hey, I'd have to be able to manage things effectively. So what'd I do? Well, I did the obvious. I figured I'd go to all the time management courses because I was stressed. I had to try and figure out how to keep all these things together. So I went to every course I'd get my hands on. I read every book and I'm the overachiever. I got to know it all. And I got really good. I got good at buying those little binders, you know, and putting all the right stuff in it and carrying it around with me. But what happened after a while was I got a little better than before. Because I wasn't managing things in my head, you know what I mean? At least I was writing it down. But after a while, something interesting happened. My little binder that I carried with me everywhere religiously, like it was really managing my life, it really was my credit card holder. It had my calendar and had my phone numbers of who to call, but I didn't really make my to-do list every day because I knew I couldn't get them all done. Can you relate? Or better yet, how about you get your whole to-do list done, but you're still not fulfilled? Have you ever had that experience where you find yourself maybe even achieving a major goal, and then after you achieve it, you think to yourself, is this all there is? And that's usually a pretty scary moment, isn't it? Because you worked so hard and you got what you thought you're after, but it didn't fulfill you. And the reason is because it wasn't what you were really after. Nothing is gonna make you happy and fulfilled. Nothing except you. And it's gonna come from managing what you focus on. See, what I realized was I kept saying to myself, if I had more time, then I could get all these things done and then I'd finally be happy. But the truth of the matter is, that's not true. There isn't any more time. And in fact, I began to realize, you know, what is time? Think about it for a second. So I thought about that, you know, time is a measure of, and I went through all these little definitions, literal definitions, I should say. And after a while I said, now you know what time is? Time's nothing but a feeling. If you want to manage your time, you got to manage your feelings. Because if you think about it, haven't you had times in your life when like time flew? I mean, it's like time disappeared and you had no stress during that time, did you? You were so involved in something, you were so fulfilled by it, that you didn't have any experience of time whatsoever. Like, it was out of your life, you didn't have to worry about it, you didn't feel it. If anything, it felt like it just disappeared quickly. But I'm sure you've also had times, and I know I have, where time feels like an eternity. A minute is an eternity. When you're waiting on something you really need, or when you're standing in a line, or when someone's not doing something you really have to have occur, all of a sudden we feel all this stress about, oh my gosh, I don't have enough time. So it isn't time that makes us stressful. It's the feelings we generate that we call time. So what I realize is I've really got to make a system up for my life that'll help me to manage all the things I got to do, but do it in a way that really gets me to achieve what I want and really gives me that sense of joy and passion and excitement and love and fun that I really want for my life. So after doing all these programs for years and years, I began to say, why aren't these programs working? I mean, they help a little, but they don't help completely. And I realized they're all based on a system of asking yourself, what do I need to do? And that once I understood that, that they're all about asking that question, what do I need to do? I understood what to change. Because think about it. What you experience in your life, what you feel, is completely controlled by what you focus on. If you focus on all the things you've got to do, that's the fastest way I know to get yourself completely overwhelmed.